You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
But
The AMC Theaters in Delray Beach extended it. I noticed it was playing for longer in Delray Beach, so people can see it there.
Can you believe that it outdid the new
Indiana Jones?
I think because it's got the power of the Holy Spirit behind it. It's got the Father's heart. You know, the Father cares about children. He loved children. He always wanted the little children to come.
And suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God.
Yes.
But if you touch one of these, better for you never to have been born. Have a millstone tied around your neck and you to be thrust into the ocean than to have ever been born.
I mean,
can you imagine dying and facing a living God?
Well, you know, I can't imagine that anybody moving in that kind of raw evil could not have flashes from time to time of facing God and of having to give an account for what they've done in the lives that they've destroyed. And remember, you know, even if a traffic child is rescued, that child is going to be dealing with that the rest of their lives. And so are their families.
Yeah, that's what I want to know is, I mean, I was thinking about this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful little girl. I don't even think she was, I don't know if she was 9 or 10 or whatever, but let's say she was 12. How do you ever get over that and not just hate men forever? How can there be a healing?
We teach traffic children how to do that. The first person they have to forgive is themselves. Wow. They actually draw a tree with us that shows the tree of condemnation with roots of condemnation, self-hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, all of those things that will destroy a person at the root level. But then we show them how to make a root exchange and exchange those roots for roots of love. And I take them through the process of not only telling them to forgive, but showing them how, teaching them that forgiveness is not a feeling, it's a choice. And that the first person they usually have to forgive is themselves, because children blame themselves for what has happened to them. And so it's a process, but I have watched God show up even in public school settings, and I have watched children get free as they chose forgiveness, as they release themselves and they release the ones who had abused them so horribly. They're the ones that get free.
Amen. Are there special psychologists that are trained in this? I'll confess this, which I've never done before, but at 13, just one time there was something that happened with me. Mm-hmm. And it is, I'm in my 70th year. I'm 69, but I'll be 70. And so I'm saying, tell everybody I'm in my 70th year because it feels good. But anyway, so this trauma that I went through at 13, one time, it affected my life. I still think about it 70 years later. I can't imagine if I was sold into slavery and had these evil men doing what they want to do with me. Are there special psychologists or analysts or?
Yes. So I've attended Shared Hope International conferences for many years and attended many seminars given by, and they're actually therapists. They are, you know, especially for sex traffic victims, for abuse victims, and they work specifically with these victims. Therapy is a very important part of the process of their healing. And I actually worked with a team of 8 therapists to develop my curriculum with ART. So what my curriculum combines is that kind of understanding and trauma-informed knowledge with inner healing and the biblical concepts.
Now, do they share this? Do they have a place where they can safely share? For instance, I'm in a 12-step program, and mm-hmm. they said you're only as sick as your secrets. And for some reason, there's a purging. If I tell you this is what I went through, and you have similar story, and you tell me, well, I went through that too, and we're locked in. You know, it's just like when you have a heartbreak when you're younger, and you think you're the person that's ever gone through a heartbreak, and this is why teenagers kill themselves until they find it. Oh, I've been on that iceberg too. Oh, you have? Did you feel that coldness within your belly and your? Oh yeah. Oh, and then there's suddenly you don't feel ostracized or isolated, or you know that you're the one of a kind.
In the homes for trafficked girls that I have actually visited, they do have the group therapy sessions set up, and then they have individual therapy. So it costs, let me just give you a little figure here. It costs $1 million to house 4 girls because of the required mental therapy, the therapy that they have to have, as well as the medical attention they have to have, as well as all the wraparound services that they have to have in order to start doing life again and getting like life coping skills. That's why there's so few homes, because of the cost, because the therapy is a huge part of it, but it's very expensive.
Wow. So
we have to have more. We have to do more. And that's one of the visions that's in Florida Faith Alliance, always has been for me. I did a mural 250 feet long and 25 feet high and had all my students out there painting in this mural to raise funds for this cause. But it was to go towards a home for trafficked girls. It just takes a lot of money and a lot of time to raise the money.
So, Lynn, I'd like to ask you a question, if I may. I mean, listening to this exchange, I mean, why not speak with our representative Oberdorf and initiate something where the fines are so great that it would have to go towards the repair of the damage, so to speak. In other words, where the punishment fits the crime, where you're,
that's a great idea.
You're over here talking about, you know, $1 million, $250,000 times 4, you know, for only 4 individuals. I mean, we're talking maximization here. I mean, it seems to me that much the same as let's say someone is dealing drugs or caught with drugs, they're pulled over on the side of the road, the car is confiscated. If law enforcement raids a house, the house is confiscated. I mean, listen, it should be all of that and then some. I mean, there is not enough of a deterrent. That's on one side, okay? And then on the other side of this, that's not being spoken of or even addressed, is the similarity between someone who, let's say, is drawn to drugs, okay? Someone who's drawn to sex trafficking, not it's the actual act itself. In other words, there's no talk about the physiological aspect of this and the brain and the neurotransmitters. And, you know, I mean, I don't want to necessarily go down a road because this is a surprise to Rhett over here, but there are reasons why these people are doing what they're doing. And none of it is being talked about.
Right. Well, the root, again, going back to that, and that's a great idea. And by the way, Toby is working on that, and he just got a bill passed that would actually enable the state government to take and confiscate a hotel or a motel that had been used for trafficking purposes. And there was testimony during that entire hearing from victims who had been used as little children, and the staff knew, and they let it go on and on and on and on in their hotels. And so businesses like that should absolutely pay the price.
Accountability.
No question, as well as John's. But that is one step at a time. And remember, Toby's been fighting alone in this for a long time, and he's just now getting some support. And so that is the goal.
Well, now there's support.
And pay.
Now there's support, and we incorporate momentum, because the momentum that has been released over the last couple of days, okay, that wave needs to be ridden as far and as high, as far as it can be, to bring the awareness. And that's one of the reasons why, right here, right now, this discussion is taking place. You know, I reached out to Rhett, I reached out to Lynn and said, you know, again, I mean, the Lord, divine appointment here. So.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I wanted to talk about divine appointment. You know, the movie, The Jesus Revolution, that just came out. Remember, that was a big movie a few months ago. Jesus Revolution. You know, that movie was made like 7 years ago. It was in the making and stuff, and only released 7 years later. And the timing was perfect for what was going on in Kentucky with the movement of the Holy Spirit. And see, I want you, most people may not look, but if you look for God's hand in things, just like you said, Michael, that this July 4th, Independence Day, after 5 years of being withheld and held back, it's finally released, and it just so happens to get released on Independence Day. And the name of the movie is The Sound of Freedom. And what I like about this is I think you'll find in life, I have found this, I don't mind if God does things that maybe I don't agree with, it's okay. But if I know that his hand is in it, then I totally am in agreement with him. And thy kingdom come, thy will be done, not rest will, but thy will.
Amen.
And when I know that happens, and so I've had that happen in my own life. I love the way the 11th hour, something just happened big in my life in the past year. And I mean, he waited till 30 seconds before midnight. And if I told you, you'd be astounded what it was. I mean, it's just huge. But he waits to the last minute. I told him, I said, if you want to do this, it's okay, but I want to know that you're in it. I've got to know you're in it. If you're in it, I'm in 110%. I'm total. Wow. And he did it in a way that just astounds me. The same thing with this. If we look and have spiritual eyes, the fact that this was released on the stage, I didn't put two and two together until you said that, because I know about the other movie. But I think that this was released on Independence Day, and the name of the movie is The Sound of Freedom. I also want to suggest this. There is another side, and maybe this is the Lord. I don't know. But, you know, it's not only these children that are in bondage. It is these evildoers are also in bondage. Imagine if you could send out 10 prophets all dressed in white robes, and they were sent out into America one day. And so the government agreed, okay, we'll give one day for people to come out of the woods, confess what they have done, find freedom and forgiveness, because they're all caught up in this. And if there's good God's goodness in everybody hidden, there's got to be somebody going, I want out of this. They can't get out because this is how they're putting cereal on for breakfast in the morning. This is how they're paying their car payments. They're sucking this thing, stuck in this thing. They've been sucked in by demonic forces. They have, you know, just like this guy that got out of the cartel. Can you imagine if we could somehow reach these people? How many would come out if they could hear this broadcast right now and say, look, we're going to give you one day. What was it? Like, well, the people that ran away during the Vietnam War, they were given a day or something. Remember, everybody could come back and say, or maybe it was, I forget, it was a day of amnesty, you know? And I think this would be pleasing to the Lord, because the Lord...
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Lord, I come to you alone. I've been running for so long, and now I'm falling